We'll ask Pastor Oni to pray for the team. Hey, this is fantastic, isn't it? A missionary team with people from each of our congregations. Oi!
Oi! I got one. Okay, let's bow and pray. Lord, we just thank you because we are so rich. This richness is from you. We are so blessed with all the things that we have got from you, Lord. Especially, we blessed with so many young people that are among us. And some of them decided to join the missionary trip. Lord, we just want to thank you because we are so blessed. We blessed it with these young people. We blessed it with the things that they need. And we blessed it with the money that you provide for them. That they are willing from their heart to go and to serve you. Not because they are capable or because what they have done, but because who you are. Because you came down as an example for all of us. That we need to follow your example to reach out to the world. To let other people know that how blessed we are. And they too can be blessed because of what they have done. And because, above all, because of what you have done, Lord. So we want to praise you for what you have done among these young people and ask you to continue to bless them so that they will have this richness, this blessedness to share with the people that are going to go in Philippines. So that they too will be one of us, will be the brother and sister in Christ in you. So we ask that God you continue to guide them as they prepare the trip to go to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's a real joy for me again. I mean, many of you were here last night, but for those who weren't, and if you haven't met Ali during the week, it gives me real joy to introduce Alison Dench. Ali is a school teacher. Helen and I first met her in 1983 when we were pastoring the Pinjarra Alliance Church in Western Australia. One of the girls from our church brought Ali along one Sunday. And it was during those years, as a member of the Southern Districts Alliance Church on the south side of Perth, that God called her very clearly to commit her life to become a cross-cultural worker. We actually don't call her a missionary now, because she is in what we call a creative access country. So she is a development worker. But Ali was sent out by the Christian Missionary Alliance of Australia to the Philippines, where she served for a number of years. And then just a few years ago, God called her to go to Mongolia, from the tropics of the Philippines to minus 40 degrees in northern Mongolia. So let's give a really good Southside welcome to Alison this afternoon.
Thank you. Actually, my sermon is not very long. So I've had a request to sing the Mongolian folk song to you again.
我先唱一首蒙古的歌.
I want you to hear the sound of the Mongolian language, because one day Mongolians will be standing around the throne of God, praising God in their tongue.
So 有一天我们在天堂要听到蒙古的音乐和歌声.
Hukshun bora se jige hori hod gar santa. Humskun taro no sima semislima rusle do esla do seneste. Hohundone echen sarda ocho tola gondo. Helsingas are here, dear, so hard, Devichen Hatse Boral Saviga Orihotar Santa Enskandoro Notimas Missimarulse Dolce Dolce Nata Aslak Tsingwechin Sarda Otsio Tzolaganto Perhaps you'd like to turn to your Bibles in John chapter 6.
你们可以翻到圣经约翰福音第六章。
I think it's easier if we read the passage of scripture first. Shall I read it in English and then you could?
Yeah.
Okay. So John chapter 6.
所以约翰福音第六章。
Verses 1 to 14.
从第一到第十四节。
And I'm reading from an unusual version, the New Revised Standard Version.
Okay.
After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months, or you may have 9 months' wages, would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "Well, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. And then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. And when the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world."
第一到第十四节， 这事以后，耶稣渡过加利利海， 就是提比利亚海， 有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹， 就跟随他。 耶稣上了山和门徒一同坐在那里，那时犹太人的逾越节近了。耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓利说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”他说这话是要试验腓利，他自己原知道怎样行。腓利回答说：“就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。”有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说， 在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来注谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说：“把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。”他们便将那五个 大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这正是那要到世间来的先知。”
Now this passage may be an unusual choice for a Mission Sunday.
一个宣教周，这一段经文可能很不寻常。
But it has a lot of things to teach us.
但是却有许多功课来教导我们。
And God has used this passage of scripture over the last 2 years to really encourage me.
而神用这一段经文过去了2年来鼓励我。
The first thing we see in this passage is that there's an overwhelming need.
第一点我们看到的就是 这里的需要或者需求很多，过分的多。
Jesus sees this great crowd of people coming towards him.
耶稣看着许多的人来走向他。
First 10 says about 5,000 men.
第十节说大概有五千人。
But did you know that in Jewish culture they didn't usually count the women and the children?
但是在犹太人的文化，他们多数没有算妇女和孩子。
And I can't imagine a group of 5,000 men going on a picnic by themselves.
我们可以想象五千人去野餐。
So there may have been even 10,000 people there.
所以可能约有一万人在那里。
And what does Jesus want to do for them?
耶稣要为他们做什么呢？
He wants to buy some bread and feed them all.
耶稣要为他们来买一些饼喂他们。
So he says to Philip, where would be a good place to buy the bread?
他就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼给他们呢？
Philip suddenly has an overwhelming problem.
所以腓力忽然间有这样一个庞大的问题。
Now Alan and his team did really well last night feeding 180 people.
Alan 弟兄昨天晚上做得很好，喂养我们超过100的人。
But Philip's ministry assignment is much more difficult.
但是腓力的任务更加的庞大。
They're on the side of a mountain.
他们是在山上。
They left all the shops behind.
他们已经离开了商店。
They probably didn't have much money between them.
他们中间可能也没有多少钱。
And Philip realizes that if everybody's going to get just a little piece of bread, they will need a lot of money.
腓力知道，即使每一个人有一点点的饼，他们都需要很多的钱。
Now, if I were Philip, I would want to say this to Jesus.
如果我是腓力的话，我会这样向耶稣说。
When the crowd arrives, why don't you just give them a short devotional message?
当那些群众来的时候，你就给他们一个短短的信息就好了。
And then send them back home.
然后就打发他们回家。
Don't try to feed them.
不要试着喂饱他们。
I don't think we need to do that.
我想我们不需要这样做吧。
We just don't have the resources to meet the overwhelming need.
我们真的没有这样的资源去满足这庞大的需要。
And from Philip's limited understanding, he's quite right, isn't he?
所以凭着腓力有限的理解，他的确是对的。
I feel like Philip nearly every day of my life in Mongolia.
在蒙古，我每天都好像有腓力的同感。
I'm surrounded by people with hurting needs.
我四周围都有需要的人群。
This last week, some of you saw the situation in Mongolia.
过去这个礼拜，你们看到在蒙古的情况。
Last winter, 8 million animals died.
去年的冬天有800只牲畜，他们都死去。
So many people have lost their wealth.
所以很多人都失去他们的财产。
80% of Mongolians are Buddhist.
80%的蒙古人是佛教徒。
Street children live underground, otherwise they would freeze to death if they stayed above the ground.
在街上的小孩子，他们要在地底下生活，不然他们在露天就会冻死。
Alcoholism is out of control.
醉酒的情况已经失去了控制。
And I've been studying the language for 2 years and I can hardly understand anything anyone says to me.
过去两年，我学着这个蒙古话，但是现在都很难明白他们对我说的话。
I often feel Philip's desperation and sense of inadequacy.
所以我时常对腓力的这种感受的绝望有同感。
But remember, Jesus was the one who gave Philip the ministry assignment.
但是记得是耶稣给腓力这个任务。
And Jesus did it to test him because he knew what he was going to do.
但是耶稣是要试验腓力，因为他自己知道要怎么做。
And that's the wonderful part.
这就是那奇妙的部分。
God has a magnificent plan.
神有崇高的计划。
God is not overwhelmed by the nations of the world.
神没有因着过分的需求而被攀倒。
He is the one who is calling them to himself.
他是那一位去呼召人群到他面前的人。
And he is both willing and able to provide for them.
他愿意也有这个能力来供应他们的需要。
But how does this provision take place?
但是这样的供应怎么样发生呢？
The second thing we see in this passage is that there was a wholehearted offering.
第二点就是有一个全新的奉献。
And the offering came through an ordinary boy.
这个奉献是通过一个普通的小孩而出。
And a miracle from God.
然后就有一个神迹发生。
Verse 8 says, or verse 9, there's a boy here who has five barley loaves and two fish.
第九节说到有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼和两条鱼。
There are many things I just love about this passage.
这一段经文有许多很可爱的事情。
The gift of bread and fish offered to Jesus is a picture of our lives being offered up to God.
奉献饼和鱼就好像是我们的生命献给神一幅图画一样。
It wasn't even a gift given by a man, it was given by a boy.
不是一个成人给的礼物，而是一个孩童给的。
And everything about it was very tiny.
他所给的都是小部分。
It was an ordinary lunch for that time and that culture.
在那时候的文化，那个是一个普通的午餐。
It was just what the boy happened to have in his lunchbox that day.
就是在他午餐的饭盒里面有这样的东西。
Now what did you used to take to school in your lunchbox? Can you remember?
你上学的时候，你的饭盒里面有什么东西呢？
I think your lunchbox would have been more interesting than mine.
可能你的饭盒里面比我的更加的好。
When my mum asked me what I wanted in my lunchbox,
当我妈问我要什么在我的饭盒里面的时候，
I always said cheese and Vegemite sandwiches.
我时常就是有那个奶酪和果酱的三文治。
And that's what Jesus wants me to offer up to him.
这就是耶稣要我奉献给他的。
What is natural for me?
那对我来说是自然的东西。
He just wants me to be myself.
他只需要我成为我自己。
You know, most of my Christian life, I've struggled to try to be somebody else.
在我的基督徒生涯中，有时候我试着尝试做成别人。
I thought if I could just be an evangelist like Pastor Roger Lang, everything would be great.
如果我好像 Pastor Roger 成为一个布道或者是传道家，那是多好。
Or if I could just play the drums like that person, oh, it would be really great.
或者我可以像那个人打鼓打得这么好，那就好了。
We often feel inadequate and we think that we have to be somebody else.
时常我们觉得我们自己不足，要成为另外一个人。
One day God said to me, Ali, do you think I made a mistake when I made you?
有一天神对我说， Ali, 你以为我创造了你是做错了吗？
And I had to repent of that and say, oh, sorry, Lord, thank you for exactly the way you made me.
我要向神悔改，说对不起，谢谢你这样的造了我。
He also said to me, if you're trying to be somebody else all the time, you are deceiving yourself. You are lying about who you are.
他也跟我说，如果你时常要像别人一样，你其实是欺骗自己，你在撒谎。
And I can't place my anointing on you if you're lying.
而神不能够恩膏一个谎言。
So be encouraged. God wants you to be just the way you are, and that's where your power and anointing comes for service.
所以你要得到鼓励。你的这个样子就是神要你这个样子的。
We see that this boy, although he only had very little bit to offer Jesus,
我们看到这个孩童虽然他只有一点点奉献给耶稣，
he gave all of it, 100% to Jesus.
他是完全的奉献百分之百的。
I think most boys get hungry.
我想很多小孩子都会肚子饿。
It would be easy for him to take one of those loaves and put it in this pocket and one of the fish and put it in this pocket.
可能他很容易就把一条鱼或者一块饼干放在自己的袋子里。
But he didn't think about his hungry tummy.
但是他没有想到自己肚子饿的地方。
He was so happy to give all of it to Jesus.
他是多么的乐意完全的交出去。
That's how I want to be with my life.
这对我的生命也是这样子。
Now when Jesus took that offering, he broke it.
当耶稣接受这个献上来的东西，他就拨开。
And the boy didn't tell Jesus what to do with the bread and the fish.
那孩童没有告诉耶稣，你应该要怎么样去处理这些鱼和饼。
Do you sometimes do that with God?
有时候你会这样的向神说吗？
You offer up your life to God.
你把你的生命交了给神。
When he starts breaking you and changing you, you get a bit angry.
当他改造拨开的时候，你就有点生气。
You say, "Wait a minute! I didn't mean for you to do this with my life."
你说，等一会，我不要你这样的来处理我的生命。
But the bread and the fish didn't belong to the boy anymore. He'd already given them to Jesus.
但是当他交出去的时候，饼和鱼不再属于他了。
And that's where faith and trust comes in. Once we give our lives to God, we can let Him use our lives in the way that He wants to.
这就是信心和依靠。当我们把生命交给神，我们要完全的交上。
Before Jesus broke the bread and the fish, He did something else.
还没有拨开鱼和饼的时候，耶稣在做了一件事情。
And this is one of my favorite parts.
这是我最喜欢的一部分。
In verse 11 it says, Jesus took the loaves and gave thanks.
在十一节，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢。
I find that very special.
我觉得这是很特别。
Jesus, the anointed Son of God, had such a tiny amount of food in His hands.
耶稣就是神所恩膏的儿子，有这一点点食物在他的手上。
But He took that food to the Father and asked for a blessing.
但是他就把这一点点的食物交给天父，求他来祝福。
Do you know how much Jesus dances for joy around us when we come and offer up the little bit that we have?
当我们把我们一点点的奉献给耶稣的时候，你知道他是多么的乐意。
He celebrates our sacrifice.
他庆祝我们的舍出。
He intercedes for us and lifts us up to the Father for a blessing.
他为我们祷告，也把我们所奉献的交给天父。
I often think about this when I'm praying in Mongolia.
我时常在蒙古祷告的时候，也时常思考这样子。
So Father, I don't have very much at all.
就是父啊，我自己没有多少。
Take my smile and my hugs and help me to let the Mongolians know that you're embracing them with your love.
接受我的微笑，我的拥抱，让蒙古人知道你的维护。
Take the few words that I know and let them speak of you.
接受我所懂的几个字，而让他们听到你的话语。
And I feel God dance around me with joy.
我也感觉到神好像在我四围的跳舞一样。
I feel Him waiting to take my tiny offering so He can match it with His miracle.
我感觉到他在等待着我所奉献出去要做神迹奇事。
And I'm waiting for the miracle.
我也在等待着奇事。
I'm depending on the miracle.
我也依赖着这个奇迹。
This makes reliance on God a total adventure.
这使我们完全的依靠神是一个奇遇。
Let me tell you two little stories of how this is working in my life.
让我跟你分享两个小故事，怎么样发生在我的生命中。
I live in the first story of a five-story apartment.
我是住在一个五层楼的楼房的第一层。
During the winter, it's too cold to be outside.
在冬天的时候，在外面是太冷了。
So the young people sit in our stairwell and they smoke and they drink.
那些青年人就坐在这个楼梯，他们又抽烟又喝酒。
Usually until midnight.
时常都到半夜。
And for a while they decided to play this game.
有一阵子他们要玩这样的游戏。
Between midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning they would do something.
从十二点半夜到凌晨一点，他们就会做一些事情。
They would run very fast down the stairs and then come and kick on my door as hard as they could.
他们就从最高层跑到最下层，然后就很大力的踢我的门。
And I didn't know what to do.
我不知道要怎么做。
I didn't want to tell the police because sometimes the police are a little bit heavy-handed. They torture people for a confession.
我不要告诉警方，因为有一些警方他们处理的态度，他们太严厉了。
I didn't want to talk to the boys because I thought they'll get a reaction from me and then that will encourage them to do it more often.
我也不要向那些孩子们说，因为不然他们的反应，他们会更激烈的这样做。
So I just prayed that it would stop.
我只是祷告让他这样的停止。
And then one day at about 6:30 in the afternoon, I went into the stairwell and there were a group of guys there.
有一天在傍晚六点半，我就在那个楼梯就看到这一群的男孩子。
I don't know if they were the same guys or a different group.
我不知道是同一批的男孩子或者是另外一批。
But I noticed that their guitar sounded terrible. Their guitar sounded terrible.
他们弹的吉他太难听了。
So I said to them, Tani guitar, Jahan, Jahan, but I didn't know the word to finish the sentence.
我就这样跟他们说，但是他们不懂得完成那个句子的字母。
I was trying to say, your guitar is out of tune.
我就说你的吉他已经失去了那个调音。
So I just put my arms out like this and they gave me the guitar.
我就伸出手，他们就把那吉他交给我。
What I really wanted to do was hit them over the head with it.
其实我很想用吉他来打他们的头的。
But I sat there and I tuned it up really, really nicely for them and gave it back to them.
但是我把吉他调音了之后，调得很好，才交回给他们。
They said, "Oh, Mashiach Bayat Lakche, thank you very much, older sister."
他们就很高兴地谢谢我。
So I'm still waiting for the miracle to see how God will use that little act of kindness to change those boys.
所以我还在等待着这个奇迹，怎么样用我这样的一个小动作来改变这些小孩子。
Two days before I came back to Perth, I was in my apartment.
我在回来的两天前，在我住的地方。
This is a different story.
这是另外一个故事。
And a woman was sobbing, crying very hard outside my apartment.
在我住的外面，有一个妇女，她很伤心的哭泣着。
I looked out to see who it was.
我就望出去看是谁。
And it was the lady who collects our rubbish.
就是那个收集垃圾的一个妇女。
That's her job. She collects it every day, and then at the end of the month, we pay her some money.
她的工作就是每一天收集垃圾，一个月之后我们就付她钱。
I felt that God said, "I want you to go out there and comfort her."
神好像感动我说，我要出去去安慰她。
But I didn't want to go.
但是我却不要这样做。
I had three reasons.
我有三个原因。
One, she doesn't do a very good job collecting our rubbish.
第一个原因就是她做的工作其实不太好。
Two, I can't understand what she says when she speaks normally. Now she's crying her eyes out. How will I understand her?
第二就是她普通的时候讲话我都听不懂，现在哭泣的讲话我更听不懂。
And three, in 2 days' time, I'm going back to Australia. So what's the use?
第三就是两天后我就要离开了，有什么相干呢？
But God said, "Ali, you don't have to say anything. Are you willing just to put your arm around her?" I said, "Okay, I can do that."
但是神感动我说，你愿意出去就拥抱她，不用说什么话。我说我愿意。
So I went outside and I put my arm around her.
所以我就出去，把我的手放在她肩膀上。
I said, "Yagat, Yasambe, why? What happened?"
我就问她什么事情发生了呢？
She said, "Mini, ach, Sainas Bartle." My older brother has just passed away.
他说我的哥哥刚刚的去世了。
So she cried and I comforted her.
所以她在哭，我就安慰她。
After a while, I said to her, "Emerhitsu, Emerhitsu. Oh, it's so difficult."
过了一阵子，我就说这是很难的事情。
That's all I could say.
我只能够这样说了。
Then the lady in the shop next door came out.
然后旁边商店的一个妇女就出来。
This lady speaks clearer Mongolian.
她讲的蒙古话比较清晰。
And she told me the lady who's crying will go to the capital city the next day for the funeral.
她就告诉我，这个刚死去哥哥的妇女明天就要去首都。
Suddenly, God gave me an idea.
忽然间，神给我了一个意念。
I thought, why don't I give her the money? That would go. I would give it the end of the month. Why don't I give it to her now, halfway through the month, so she's got some travel money to get to the city.
神就感动我说，不要等到一个月之后才给她钱，现在就给她钱，让她有钱到首都去参加那个葬礼。
So that's what I did, and she was very happy.
我就这样做，她就很高兴。
And then I left and came back to Australia.
然后我就离开，回到澳洲来。
It's just a little thing, but I'm waiting for God's miracle to see how it would change her life.
这只是小小的事情，但是我要等待神行奇迹，怎么样去改变她的生命。
The third thing we see in this passage is that there was an outcome of abundance.
第三点关于这一段经文就是那个丰盛的结果。
The boy gave up his lunch. He denied himself a meal. But what else happened?
这个小男孩他舍去他的午餐，有什么事情发生呢？
The boy got well fed.
最后那个小孩其实被喂饱了。
And 5,000 people or more feasted and they were filled up.
还有5,000人他们也都被喂饱。
And 12 disciples with 12 baskets picked up the leftovers.
还有12个门徒带着12个篮子把零碎收拾起来。
And I think Jesus is saying to each one of us today.
我想耶稣向我们每一个人说话。
Look at the leftovers in your basket.
看看你们篮子里面的零碎儿。
Look at what I can do with a tiny, wholehearted offering.
看我能够 背一个全新的奉献做些什么奇迹。
Give your life 100% to me and let's feed the world together.
把你的生命100%的交给我，让我们一起来喂养这个世界。
The next day, the hungry crowd came looking again for Jesus.
隔天，这些群众又再一次来寻找耶稣。
They wanted another free lunch.
他们又要享受一个免费的午餐。
But in verse 35, Jesus says to them.
但是在第三十五节，耶稣这么说。
I am the bread of life.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
到我这里来的必定不饿，喝我的永远不渴。
This is mind-blowing to me.
这就是我等待着。
One boy shared his lunch with Jesus.
一个孩童与耶稣分享他的午餐。
And Jesus used that to not only feed 5,000 people.
耶稣不单使用这一点点喂养五千人。
But he used it to make one of his greatest invitations to the whole world.
他也使用这个来向全世界的一个邀请。
I am the bread of life, Jesus said.
就是耶稣所说的，我就是生命的粮。
Here's my question for you before I pray.
我还没有祷告之前，这就是我要给你的问题。
What miraculous things could Jesus do with your fully surrendered life?
耶稣要怎么样来行出神迹，对你的完全的生命，献出的生命呢？
Let me pray for us.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Father, thank you for your goodness.
父王，我们为着你的恩典来感谢你。
Thank you that you hold all of the nations in your heart.
感谢你，因为你的心是拥有全世界的国民。
Thank you that you're not overwhelmed by the people you've created.
对那些你所创造的人，你不觉得过分的要求。
Thank you that you know everything about us.
你认识我们。
You know we're tiny and inadequate.
你知道我们的微小，我们的不足。
But that doesn't matter.
但是这不关系。
You say to us, just give what you have.
你告诉我们只奉献出我们所有的。
And then wait for the miracle.
然后就等待奇迹发生。
I pray for us that we will have faith to trust you with our lives.
我祷告让我们有信心对你在我们的生命中。
And it's not about focusing on sacrifice.
不是我们专注在我们的施舍。
But it's about enjoying the abundance of what you can bring with the little bit that we give.
乃是当我们奉献一点点的时候，我们要看到你的奇迹。
So encourage us to trust you with all of our lives, I pray.
所以求主你帮助我们来信赖你。
And we do pray for that weeping woman and for those guys in the stairwell that your spirit will draw them to yourself.
也围着那个哭泣的妇女，还有那一群小孩子围着他们祷告。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.